Good morning, Facebook. Today is October the 19th, 2019. And hope you all are having a good weekend so far. And I think it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. October 2019. And we all in our lifetime have had our critics, okay? Especially if you broadcast on Facebook and YouTube and other platforms. There are going to be people that will not like you. They may not like your face. They may not like your glasses. They may not like your smile. They may not like your nose or your ears. And they might not like what you have to say. So, you know, after having been on Sermon Audio for about 11 years now, after a while you get thick skin. You know, you hear all these people criticizing you. I saw yesterday somebody did a video. I'm not going to give him the honor of mentioning his name. And he lumped me together with some hints and told me that my poems or said on the video or inferred that I was into will worship. Okay, because of my poems and my singing with my family. You know what? Let it go in one ear and out the other ear. People will do anything to try to destroy people's joy and their happiness. And one of the main reasons they do that is because they have no joy themselves. They're full of rage. They're full of rage. Well, we have promises in the Bible we can go to when this happens. Here's one of them. Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Proverbs 3:26. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Our consolation is in Christ. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. He that cometh forth like a flower and is cut down, he fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Philippians 2:1, Job 14:1-2, Psalm 73:26. Christ promised that he would give us another comforter. He says, the Father shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. John 14:16-26. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:14, 17, and 18. So when you're attacked, when people don't like you, when people, maybe you've had a disagreement with someone. This person that attacked me, I had a disagreement with him. And I had to take some actions, you know. When people make false allegations and stuff against other people, then that's a problem. And so this person now has decided to take his vengeance out on Larry Phillips. It's all right. Christians, we are to love one another. We're not to condone false doctrine. We're to exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. The Bible says that the time will come when they will be turned into fables. But perfect love casteth out fear. And there is no fear in love. And we have been told in the Bible that we are to be charitable to those. In fact, even if someone is your enemy, we're told to love our enemies, to do good to those that persecute us and despitefully use us and say all manner of evil against us falsely. Welcome aboard, Randy DeLong, and welcome aboard, Andre Barros. Good to see you both this morning, this Saturday morning. We all have our experiences in life, and we have the Word of God that will be our shield and our stay. We are told to take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. Satan would love to have us discouraged and downhearted. He would love to persecute us beyond measure. You know, it's not as if we don't have enough tribulation in our life, and then he sends for other people along to further give us more. Okay. Well, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so when other people tend to malign us and attack us, let us return to the Word of God. And this fella can say all he wants to against my poems and saying I'm into will worship. I'm merely sharing with you what I've been given and wrote down to try to comfort and edify the believers. That's why I call it Poems for Edification. I guess he doesn't like my poems, so I'll read a couple of them. And you be the judge, okay, whether it's will worship. This one is entitled Discouragement. Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give his people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers his wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing water sent from the great I Am? Yes. There is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's bent so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and his refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. The next one I've entitled, Master, Please Don't Tarry. Master, please. Master, I plead that you would not tarry too long, for I'm very weak and really not that strong. Mine own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. I would be cast down. My sins would overtake me, and I'd be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay close beside me in the morning, yes, at the break of day. Thank you, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time, even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind. You told me underneath me were your everlasting arms to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank you, loving Master, for letting me see your loving arms are open and always holding me. Reminds me of that little poem about the footsteps and how all of a sudden the footsteps, you couldn't see them anymore. It was because God was carrying us. He was carrying us. The gift of salvation. The gift of salvation. The Bible's not just another book. It is God-breathed, the living word of God. In it can be found the words of eternal life. Whether we believe it or not is the question at hand. The Bible says we are born and conceived in sin, and that all men died in Adam, and all who are made alive are made alive in Christ. The Bible does not say that faith, belief, or repentance saves you, but it does say Jesus came to save his people from their sins. And it does say that all that the Father hath given him will come to him. And all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. The Bible says the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Christ also says you must be born again. Well, so the Bible says the first thing that must happen to a sinner is that he must be born again, and then he receives the faith to believe that Christ died for his sins, and then he will readily confess that he's a sinner in need of Jesus as his Savior. He will then trust in the completed work of Jesus Christ for him on Calvary as a perfect sacrifice for his sins. When this happens, the sinner becomes a new creature in Christ. He is no longer under condemnation and has received forgiveness on the merits of God's gift to him. And he now realizes that he was foreknown, predestinated, called, justified, and glorified. Well, it's been fixed. It's been fixed. The decree in eternity before the world began was fixed. It was a divine plan. Christ was slain from the foundation of the world to bring salvation, manifested at the incarnation, completed at the resurrection, guaranteeing our glorification and an eternal home with Christ in heaven. This next one is entitled Spiritual Understanding. There are many things that I don't understand, but this one thing I do know. I know Christ who has the world in the palm of his hand. I may not know much about physics or chemistry. I may not know much about electronics or electricity, but I know the one who stills the wind and calms the sea. I may not know Hebrew or Greek or quadratic equations, but I know the one who gave me eternal salvation. I may not know important people or celebrities, but I know the one who created them all as well as you and me. I may not know economics or how to get wealth, but I do know the one who grants spiritual health. I may not know false science and heliocentricity, but I do know the one who shed his blood on Calvary for me. I may not know Latin, French, or Portuguese, but I do know the one who made the stars and the trees. I may not know medicine, herbs, and plants, but I do know the one to me who forgiveness grants. So if you think you're wise in all worldly things, only Christ can bring knowledge the world cannot bring. Welcome aboard, Jeff Swayze. Well, This one is entitled, Lord, My Soul Longs for You. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives that living water. It never runs dry. He bought me with his blood. I'm the apple of his eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father, and he is always there. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious loving Savior, how he loves me so. Thank you, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. Well, the next one I've entitled The Future. If we look towards the future with just our natural eyes, the future looks dim and we do it despise. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing grander for us to surmise. Eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. Oh, what a glorious future for God's people he has wrought. All sorrows, tears, and sufferings will forever be gone, and in paradise with Christ my Savior, I will forever live on. Well, the next one is entitled, His Bleeding Hands and Feet Are Proof. Christ's bleeding hands and feet are proof that God the Father's demands were met. Foreordained before creation, God's decree was already set. Before you and I were ever born, he was slain, you see. His bleeding wounds and hands and feet were a crucial part of this decree. God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary for such a wretched sinner, and that sinner was me. Thank you, Lord, for suffering in my stead to raise me to new life from the dead. Well, the last one I'm going to do today is entitled God's Works. God's Works. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. His mercy and his grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory. The communion with fellowship with him in the great by and by. But our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin. Just think how much more precious it will be with him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil, but in the New Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He says he's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. Thinking on God's works from beginning to end is a marvelous exercise for those who are born again. Well, may the good Lord be with you this weekend. It's my prayer, and may you be comforted in knowing that, you know, we are part of God's elect, you know. And so who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. It's Christ that died, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer.